define crouton?
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95 BFM.
Morena Amelia, may the force be with you. Hey.
Oh, I can't believe you're trying this like nerd nonsense with me, Rachel.
You are, of course, not a nerd. None of us here in this studio are nerds.
I'm extremely cool.
We're also cool.
And relaxed.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm quite cool.
We're very chill up here about
really?
Our interests.
Yeah. I'd never got
you
that from you before.
It.
No.
You wouldn't pick it, but underneath it all.
All right, let's not muck around here. We are talking deep, nerdy nonsense this morning. Where are we going, Amelia?
Yeah, okay, I'm a big loser. We're talking about... I was like... You know, we rarely ever does the show fall on a day where I get to talk about a thematic thing.
Yes.
And it was brought to my attention yesterday that today was going to be May the 4th. And I was like, yeah. Let's just do it. Let's talk about some Star Wars stuff. So I kind of wanted to like go through some Star Wars names.
Okay.
Do you have any favorite Star Wars character names?
No, to be honest. I'm like, I let it wash. I am going to put my cards on the table here and say, I've watched Star Wars, but not for quite a while. When I talk about my nerdery, it's not quite in this realm. So
you haven't had your annual watch this year?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm ready to do some learning is what I'm here for.
Okay. I mean, so my favorite is definitely Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna. And I mean, I had heard this about Bib Fortuna, but I couldn't find any information about it. So Bib Fortuna is the dude with the big tubes who hangs out with Jabba the Hutt. He's a Twi'lek. And what I had heard is that the name is because they were just struggling to find a name. And there was George Lucas was trying to feed his baby some tuna, but it kept spilling it all down his front.
Seriously.
And he was like, oh... we need a Bib Fortuna.
I'm just saying, we need a Bib Fortuna. And that actually what it was?
I couldn't find verification for this, but if I've learned anything from researching etymology online, it's that facts don't matter. Bib Fortuna is my personal favourite.
I'm just going to, just while we're here, change the bed music to be a little bit more fitting.
Beautiful.
Nice.
So kind of going beyond that, so when naming the characters, he wanted to avoid what, so it's weird to talk about because now Star Wars is like the sci-fi thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before that, it's like people in sci-fi were all called like Zeebo and like Zhushufana and stuff. Like intentionally bizarre sounding words. And he was like, I want this to be a little bit more, you know, its own thing and a little bit more grounded.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, so basically there's like a few categories. There's names that describe what the people are like. There's names that are just randomly taken from other languages. And then there's just people with normal names. So like Luke Skywalker.
It's just a dude.
You can kind of tell the ones that he named like right at the start. I mean, Luke Skywalker was originally going to be called Luke Starkiller.
Ooh, okay.
That feels like foreshadowing spoilers more than perhaps, you know.
I feel like Skywalker is like basically what he's up to. And originally they're going to be more characters with this style of naming convention. There was a character cut from A New Hope called Biggs Darklighter.
who was
Luke's like mate. And of course Luke
it's just me old mate Biggs Darklighter.
Like Luke lives with his uncle Owen, so people I guess have these just normo names. And then there's Ben Kenobi, which turns out to be Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm-hmm. Which as far as I can tell is just made up Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, one of the main influences on Star Wars is, like, Akira Kurosawa samurai films.
So, well, that makes sense. So, what we've got here is a big old melting pot.
It's really interesting because you have, like, Darth Vader, I feel like, is a kind of an iconic name. Fabulous. Even though it's essentially just a Dutch approximation of Dark Father.
Again, some foreshadowing.
And there is a strange amount of Dutch influence. You know, there's Han.
Han,
which is very close to Hans. It was just a very normal.
Sorry, I was just getting some disco names. Feats there.
And there is, there's a Captain Antilles. It's all quite Dutch.
So I want to know how, I mean, if you've got Bib Fortuna, that's a good, like, you know, apocryphal tale there. But, like, how does he go? Do you reckon he just walks around and every time he hears a word, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a name.
Well, I mean.
Stick that in my.
Yeah, kind of. If you read stuff about Clone Wars, which was made by like other people but overseen by George Lucas, yeah. And George Lucas was like, this is when he still owned Star Wars, totally. Not like now when Disney's can got do their whatever they want with it. They would just be like, oh, we have this character, what do you want to call them? And he would be like, oh, their name is like Biff Struggle Man. Or whatever. Like there is a character in Clone Wars called Savage Opress.
Wow. Okay. And he doesn't sound like a fun guy.
No, and that's kind of more in the line of names that like describe the people. So obviously, in the Cantina Bar, there's Greedo.
Greedo.
Because he's greedy. And then when we get to the prequels, young Obi-Wan meets a guy selling death sticks called Elan Sleazebagano.
You blimmin' Elan Sleazebagano?
Yeah, and of course, I mean, there are classics like that's Salacious like B. Crumb.
Salacious B. Crumb.
Yeah. It's a really kind of interesting collection of things, and I mean there are some that seem to be drawing more from like traditional.
What's your favorite, John? Blue Snaggletooth from John.
There are a few that draw from like more traditional sci-fi stuff.
So I want to ask you about that more. The more traditional sci-fi stuff. What is traditional sci-fi? Like, if it's, you know. Is it a culture? What are we talking about here?
Do we want to talk about the history of sci-fi media? I mean, basically, it was kind. There's this kind of weird dichotomy within sci-fi where some of it is extremely like allegorical highbrow stuff, and some of it is pulpy, like. Quick off, this is an exciting story about aliens, and a lot of it is both. And there was like a massive industry for this in the kind of like 30s through to the 60s, where they would mass produce paperbacks of every kind of thing. And there were also like cheaply made films of this. So like one of the examples of, and they made a film of this not that long ago, although it didn't do that well. They made a John Carter of Mars film, based on Edgar Rice Burroughs book, and people have reckoned that Princess Leia's name is Leia Organa's name is taken from Princess Deja from John Carter of Mars, and Organa is just a kind of like one of these like it's
fancy
a
word
not well it's like organic, like she's from the nice
she's
trees
nice.
Planet
yeah
and she yeah she's been captured by droids
just having a disco interlude.
And there's also an idea that maybe Jedi also comes from these John Carter of Mars novels because there's an honorific that's Jed or
so this,
Jedic.
So when you say this is drawing from OG sci-fi culture, this is what you mean, like mining this sort of 1930s onwards world?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of just the stuff that a lot of people grew up on. Like, these were, the fun stories for boys.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You had, like, Spaceman.
Yep.
You know, you had John Carter. I just didn't want to say John Carter again, but I couldn't think of another Spaceman straight away.
Man in space.
Yeah. The ones that we do have, like, confirmation of, R2-D2 is from... stands for Reel 2 Dialogue Track 2, which is something that George Lucas overheard while making American Graffiti and was like, that's genius, man.
That's it.
That's genius.
Speaking of... Oh, wait. Where are the beep boops gone? There we go.
But I think... I mean, the real interesting thing for me about C-3PO and R2-D2 is that in all of the original promotional material, it's spelt out. It's like A-R-T-O-O.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And it's only later that they get just kind of made letters. Into the, like, yeah.
That's That is very interesting. I'm learning a lot here. And I'm also loving to see you go full mask off nerd on this. People in the text machine are also full mask off nerding.
Oh, that's
people
nice.
People loving this.
Has anyone messaged that Tatooine is just named after where they filmed it?
No, that's so good.
Because they went to the deserts of Tunisia to film the desert planet Tatooine scenes.
Yes.
And there's just a town there called Tatooine.
That's so good. Oh, this bit spit. Just if anyone's wondering, we're listening to Meko, the disco Star Wars medley. Of course. Got any other Star Wars tidbits for us before we sign off?
Yeah, it seems like, so, Chewbacca has an interesting connection with Indiana Jones.
Worlds crossing over here.
Yes, I mean, not just because George Lucas made them both, but Chewbacca was originally like a dog character and was modelled after George Lucas's own dog.
True!
And so, I mean, George Lucas's dog wasn't called Chewbacca, it was called Indiana. Which is where the joke in The Last Crusade comes from, like, oh, Indiana was the dog's name. Because it literally was the dog's name, and he is named after a dog. But if you look up an Alaskan Malamute, it is a bit Chewbacca-esque.
And that's the type of dog George Lucas had.
Yes, and apparently the name itself probably is just taken from Russian, where, like, Sobaka is what a dog is.
Someone says, I'm a Star Wars expert, and this is good.
Oh, that's good.
So you've got confirmation. The nerds are united on this one.
I mean, and we can't even really start talking about jizz today, so.
We'll save that one for another morning. Amelia, thank you very much for bringing us some Star Wars names this morning on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you all. I think we're going to listen to a little bit of disco Star Wars and then sign off.
Fantastic.
Everyone gets a bit more Meko in their life today. This is their Star Wars medley. It's so good. Nice jazz dancing there, Amelia.
Sorry, call it by its name. Jizz dancing. Do I need to explain this, or do enough people know about Star Wars?
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.